8:50 a.m. The Voice. So, as a lot of you know, following my program, each weekday is the Reverend Al Sharpton. Has a lot of interesting information on his program. So, yes, Al Sharpton from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. All right, so we're taking a look at where we may be headed. And I keep emphasizing, we're not trying to even pretend like we have this lockdown, that we know exactly what to expect when Generation Z is in the driver's seat. We don't know that. But just based on some of the views that they have right now, we're just kind of getting a look-see at what may be the direction they would take the nation in when they are in the driver's seat. When it comes to views on race, and I say to Generation Z, you may notice that we'll talk a bit about, as I mentioned earlier, the millennials as well. When it comes to race, the two younger generations are more likely than older generations to say that blacks are treated less fairly than whites in the United States today. And they're much more likely than their elders to approve of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem as a sign of protest. Where are you on that now? Has your position about NFL players kneeling during the national anthem changed, or is it the same now as it was when this was first really, really being put in the wind? I mean, we were hearing about it all over the place. We were reading about it all over the place. Now, a lot of it has to do with, number one, our views, the positions that we take, I think are going to have to do a lot with whether we decide that we want to focus primarily on color or whether we want to focus primarily on substance. In other words, we had a black man taking a knee during the national anthem to protest injustice, racial injustice that is so prominent in America. Now, here's my question. If a white football player or if a white cheerleader had taken a knee, had been the first one off the blocks, taken a knee during the national anthem, during an NFL game, a white football player and or a white cheerleader for the same purpose, protesting racial injustice in America. Do you think that, let's just say, 80% of the people who have responded one way or another would have responded the same way they responded when it was made clear that a black athlete was taking a knee? Do you suppose that, and let's just say, that in a country in Africa, and I'm not naming any country by design, I'm not naming any country, just look at the continent of Africa, and we know that it's primarily black. Take a country in Africa, primarily black. Let's just say maybe 65% black, but there are also, let's just say, 20% a white population in that same country. And there was racial injustice in that country, but the racial injustice for decades had been perpetrated by the black race against the white race. And then during a soccer game in that same country, a white person, a white soccer player, took a knee on the field during their national anthem to protest racial injustice. That country's racial injustice. Would you have been ready to sympathize with that person, or would you have seen that person as being a traitor to their nation? with the vast majority of the people who have just been livid towards outrage towards Colin Kaepernick for having taken the knee. If we had been seeing that same situation play out in a country in Africa, and it was just all in the news, all over the news, every network you turn to, every cable network news network you turn to, that's in the story. Headlines. It's in our papers, magazines. So-and-so athlete takes a knee during the national anthem, during the soccer game at such and such a country in Africa to protest racial injustice. And it was made clear that the racial injustice that he was protesting was the racial injustice perpetrated by the black race against the white race of that nation. Do you suppose that the people who just were outraged against Colin Kaepernick would have been outraged against that white soccer player in Africa? Or do you think that they would you, and be honest now, or would you have taken the exact same position? Hey, that's your country. You should disregard the social injustice, the racial injustice. That's not the issue. That's your country. National anthem is being played. You need to be standing and showing respect for your flag. My guess is there would have been a lot of inconsistency. Inconsistency is very, very prevalent. Seems to be the name of the game. And again, because very often people look at color, they look at the issues that take away from the real heart of the matter. And I understand, you know, people were saying, you know, that's disrespecting the flag, et cetera, et cetera. First of all, like I said, he was not disrespecting the flag. I mean, I know some people, yes, he was. Okay. All right. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, he was disrespecting the flag. I don't see it that way because, like I said, that flag is inanimate. It does not have a mind. It does not have a brain. It cannot see. It cannot talk. It cannot feel emotionally or physically. But the hundreds of thousands of black people who are disrespected year in and year out. You see what I'm saying? Priorities. The people who argued against Colin Kaepernick's position knew that he was taking a knee to protest racial and social injustice in this nation. And given the choice of their perspective of having a flag disrespected versus having human beings disrespected and dogged, even killed, murdered, many said, hey, look, I'm going with the flag. Those human lives, those hundreds of human lives don't mean nearly as much to me as that piece of cloth with the stripes and stars, stars and stripes. Just those human lives don't mean as much to me as those 50 stars and those stripes. Generation Z and the millennials are much more likely than their elders to approve of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem as a sign of protest. A quiet, peaceful sign of protest. Back in a few.